there was no reason. He could have been, even if there is a screwdriver, which is questionable, I mean, it's hard to understand if you think some of the cops, you know, responses to these kind of killings, these incidents, but there is no reason why he should have been killed. They could have used tasers, they could have asked for backup, they could have held a gun on him until he was out of the car. So this was an unnecessary death. This is a teenager. He just turned 20 years old. Now, what are the black and brown children or any child in this school district going to think about their police? They're coming on campus armed with guns, and they're going to be terrified. I have friends who are African-American in East Oakland. I live in East Oakland. We have so many killings this summer in East Oakland. You know, and our children are already terrified to go out of the house. And when they see that the acting chief of this school district is a killer, has killed a young black man for no reason, and it's absurd. And there's all these studies, you all may know, where they connect police violence with violence in the community. In other words, when you have an occupied community that have police in charge, and then you have, you know, people killing each other who are in the community, it's all part of a cycle of violence. And so to have the head of this police force be a killer of a young black man is obscene. And we are not going to tolerate it. We are going to be here, as Cash says, we are not going to let this happen. And this is a school district with a superintendent who's supposed to care about young men of color. And this is obviously not showing good judgment.
And has this organization taken any legal or official action? Has this organization taken any legal or official action to complain?
Well, there are two lawsuits, one in federal court. I mean, these are both in federal court. Lori Smith, the mother of Raheem Brown, has a lawsuit. Her lawyer is John Burris. The mother of Raheem Brown's child also has a separate lawsuit in the U.S. District Court in San Francisco. So there are two lawsuits as a result of this. And we have come here, and this school board just sits there impassively and does nothing. Gary Yee, the head of the board, I mean, he'd go in there and complain. And we talk about the obscenity of this death, this unnecessary death, and they just like indifference. So that, even that callousness, that cynicism, this also drives our response. I mean, we are a united community to demand the firing of these men and ask Alameda County District Attorney to prosecute them, you know, get an independent, you know, investigator, prosecution, and we'll see what happens. They should not be our police.
The school district responded by saying he was driving a stolen car.
That has nothing to do with him being killed.
Is that a death sentence?
Car? Does that mean I have to be killed? I mean, that's ridiculous. You arrest a person for a wrongdoing, you prosecute him, you take him to trial, and the jury decides whether he should be convicted or not, or acquitted. That is our legal system. We have so many extrajudicial killings in this community, as well as in San Francisco. Kenneth Harding was killed unnecessarily. He could have been brought to justice like every other person should be brought to justice. We have, theoretically, a country that's civilized, that has a law system that, you know, if we're guilty of something, we should be prosecuted. If found guilty, we're found guilty. But that is the process. You don't kill people. Yeah, Sergeant Bott killed him. In the lawsuits, in all the San Francisco Chronicles and some articles, it was Bott who was the shooter of Rocky Brown.
And what was
Is he here?
Here's Bott's on the driver's side, and here's Caruso on the passenger side, outside, all outside the car. There's two young people in the car. And so then Sergeant Boss tells the young woman to lean back, and then he shoots Raheem Brown. Boom, boom, boom. There are pictures of the body. There are pictures of the shots.
Where's Tamika Smith Stewart today? Wrong is wrong.
Pardon?
Where's Tamika Stewart today, the woman who was in the car?
I don't know that she's here. I mean, she has made statements, public statements, to the effect. And also, there are racist statements made about African Americans right before Raheem Brown's killed. That is her testimony.
By these officers?
Yes, correct.
And we see your name is spelled here.
A-N-N-E-W-E-I-L-L-S. Go ahead, Anita.
Wilds?
Wilds, yes, thank you.
And what can we give you for a title with this organization?
I'm an attorney, and I'm part of the Oscar Grant Coalition.
Justice Foster.
Yes,
Justice Foster. He started on his back, and it was wrong.
Hi, my name is Anita Wheeler, and I'm with the Oscar Grant Coalition, and I'm on the Oscar Grant Steering Committee, and I'm here to, you know, let everyone know that we stand for Raheem Brown, for justice for Raheem Brown. And here we are, we stand in front of the Paul Robeson Administration Office. We're at the Oakland Unified School District Board's meeting, and I don't think they have any idea who Paul Robeson was and what he stood for. How in the world, you know, that is so arrogant to sit in a building and allow our young men to be killed by the police, by police officers who are working for them, who have been thrown off of the Oakland Police Department and now have a good job here, and are in our schools terrorizing our children. I had a 19-year-old grandson who was killed January the 16th in Oakland. He has a 14-year-old brother who's supposed to start high school. How is he going to go to school and stand there watching these armed guards walk around when his brother was shot and killed in the back? And we don't even know who killed him. The police don't care, you know? And I have other grandchildren here who have to go to private school. But everybody can't afford to go to private school. And even if you send your kids to private school, you still are paying taxes. And you're still, you know, under the Oakland Unified School District Board of Supervisors. And, you know, so I'm here, and I'm here as a grandparent. I'm here as a support for the community and the parents here. And I'm also here to say that the Oscar Grant Coalition supports the firing of these two officers. And besides the fact that Rodney Brown, Rodney Brown was killed, his girlfriend was beat up. The girl that was in the car with him was beat up by one of those officers. How big and brave a big man, to pull out and beat a girl up and then put her in jail. Beat her up and put her in jail. It's an atrocity. And we're not supposed to be a third world country. We're supposed to be America. And we're supposed to be showing the third world countries what democracy is about. And we're missing the mark. Thank you.
My name is Charles Dubois. I'm with Baby Black and Brown. We're losing track of all these killings. They keep killing us and keep getting away with it. What we're saying simply is this. People that have jobs, especially those in unions, we need to think about using our labor power. Like when the longshore shut down the docks on October 23rd for Oscar Grant, we need to start doing that when they kill us all the time. So I'm speaking to all you union workers, all you non-union workers, all you community folks. We need to start organizing a working class, black and brown, united front. When they shoot us down, we shut the city down. We need to start using some new revolutionary tactics. These review boards aren't working. Caravans to Sacramento aren't working. Having a nice press conferences like this and getting our say is not working. Telling the truth is not working. So I say what works is striking and winning. So we're talking about some political strikes, my organization, Labor Black and Brown, and we're saying anybody out there who wants to enjoy this perspective and join this perspective, please come to these protests. Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Deborah Mendoza. I'm a former Oakland Unified School District teacher. My children are in public school right now, and they don't feel safe with armed police officers in their school. In this community, a police officer does not necessarily equate safety. Violence prevention and public safety does not go hand in hand with having armed police officers in our school. It is not necessary, and we're calling for not only that they fire these two individuals, but put them in jail. They need to have criminal charges pressed against them. Public safety is our concern. Violence prevention is something that we care about, but this is not the way to do it. We need killer cops out of our schools. My children do not feel safe with them in their school. I don't feel safe with them in their school. You know, a police officer does not necessarily equate safety to everybody. It evokes fear. When our children are being shot in the street, if you go for your waistband, then what's next? You know, I don't believe that the level of violence in our school, you know, demands this level of force. I think that there are community-based solutions that we can come up with as a community. So how do we keep our community safe? How do we keep our children safe in school? And this is not the way.
Yeah. Thank you.
So are there any questions for any of the speakers?
I'd like to ask Ms. Mendoza, what are the other solutions?
Your name again, ma'am. I'm sorry.
My name is Kat Brooks, CATBROOKS. And I'm sorry, we have one more speaker.
I am George Holly, president of the Oakland branch.
George what?
Holly, like the country. President of the Oakland branch of NAACP. I'm here this afternoon. I was here this afternoon for another reason. I want to address the school board about some of the concerns I have about some of the teaching that's going on in this district. However, this is very, very important. We cannot have, as the chief of Oak Unified School District's police department, a person who has some problems that have been exhibited by what happened to this young man on Joaquin Miller Road. So the school board here has to take more responsibility and not do things that are going to invite the citizens to be dissatisfied with what they're doing. We have enough trouble trying to get our kids educated, but we cannot have police officers who are supervising the safety of our children that we're not comfortable with, that they're not demonstrating any responsibility. So we are asking that this board appoint an interim chief from outside of this department to protect our children. So that's all I have to say this afternoon.
Yeah. All right.
I just wanted to name some of the alternatives that we can get cops out of the schools.
Well, I can come up with ideas, but I do believe that this needs community input. We need to go to the families, we need to go to the schools, we need to go to the PTA and ask. First of all, we need to ask our children, do you feel safe in school? And do police officers make you feel safer? And then let's talk to families. I don't think we need to trust the district's decision that this is what equates safety, because obviously a lot of people in our community do not feel safe.
Can you give an example of what you would
do? I would say that we can start out with, first of all, there were things brought up. I don't really want to bring those up because I don't want to speak on behalf of the coalition.
But you personally, as a parent of the school
system, just speak for yourself. Just speak for yourself. That's all right.
Well, I think there's going to be any type of. We have police officers that call on to the school if we need them. So police don't even need to be there. I think we need conflict resolution training. I think we need to have violence prevention trainings for our staff, for our children to become educated so that they can be peer educators with each other around conflict resolution. And I think those are some ways to start. We need to do prevention. You know, where are we putting our money? We have $26,000 a year for education in the state of California and $225,000 to lock up a youth in prison. So where are our priorities? Our priorities are not in education. Our priority is not in prevention.
Are there any other questions? Okay, at this point then we're going to conclude the press conference and we're going to get on with our rally, and we will be moving the crowd into the school board meeting, or we will participate in public comment. Thank you for everybody coming out today.